This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, Fantasy Baseball fans. I'm Paul Williamson. This is Fantasy MLB Today, a Sports Ethos presentation, and it is good to be back on the horse and going again. Y'all missed me yesterday, I'm sure. I missed y'all, that's for sure. I wasn't feeling all that great yesterday. Actually, the past couple of days have been a little rough. I don't know really what it was. I just kind of caught a bit of a stomach bug, and there isn't anything in this world that I hate more than freaking throwing up. It is the worst thing ever. I don't understand why God and whoever made humanity thought, all right, let's go and create a mechanism for you to get rid of poison and toxins out of your body, but make it torture for it to happen. Like, you wish there could be like a little release valve, you just kind of let it all out, but no. Someone that made humanity, that created humans, said, you know what, let's make them throw up and make them go through torture to get bad things out of their body. Like, that's cruel, man. It's cruel. It's not okay. It is the worst thing ever. But you know what, y'all, you know how I know I'm back to 100%? I had a Yoo-hoo this morning, y'all. Damn straight. I drank some Yoo-hoo. I had some powdered donuts. Your fat boy heart dude is back, y'all. And I'm here to provide y'all today with some pitcher streams as usual. I know typically I do a longer episode on Mondays, but today I'm going to do a little different. And I'm going to split it up into two episodes. I'm going to give you the pitcher streams now. And then I will give you my bonus topic, extra Monday topic in a separate episode. So be on the lookout for that later today. As always, make sure you follow me on Twitter at PaulW_34, at PaulW_34. If you did, then you already know the two names on the short stream list for today. And I will quickly recap those like I usually do. And I might go a little bit deeper on these two names since I wasn't able to yesterday. But you know what? Like I said, you know, if you follow me on Twitter at PaulW_34, you already know. You got the goods ahead of time, and good for you. Pat yourself on the back. You already follow me. Follow us on Twitter at Sports Ethos Fantasy BB, at Ethos Fantasy BB, to get all of our daily content, the daily pickups, the weather updates from Larry Venosi, the weekly risers and fallers, everything that you need to know to help you win your fantasy baseball leagues. Also, make sure you check out the NFL Dudes of the Draft Prep Guide. Lots of free agency signings happening, lots of trades, lots of activity in the offseason for the NBA. So make sure you're following at Ethos Fantasy NBA, at Ethos Fantasy NBA, to get all the details on that and the impact all the flurry of offseason moves in the NBA and the impact on fantasy. Go check those dudes out. They're doing a fantastic job at making sure you stay on top of all of that. Of course, the NBA draft has happened as well. We've got all that lovely goodness from all the dudes over there at the NBA side. Alrighty, y'all. Before I dive a little bit more, let me do a little begging and groveling for our friends at Bet Online. Bet Online is number one source for all your sports betting needs this season, from baseball, golf, soccer, right up to all the top fights in UFC, MMA, and boxing. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get on a game of blackjack or poker, or unwind with one of our 150 slots games. Head to the website today to get on the action. Use the promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, BLEAV, for your 50% free bet credit on your first deposit up to $250. Bet Online, the game starts here. Alrighty, y'all. So let's dive right on in without further ado. I know y'all missed me and I'm feeling pretty okay. Let's get into the streams for today before we get into tomorrow's. Once again, you know the rules, 65% and under, they'll probably be talked about as a stream. If they're not talked about, that means one of two things. Either they're way too heavily rostered and they're not a stream at all, or you're just not going to use them. It's that simple, y'all. Let's get into it. Today's streams, the first name on the list is... fucking Mackenzie Gore, guys. Mackenzie Gore. Yes, he has the Mets offense. Yes, the Mets are hot. Yes, 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 you're using Mackenzie Gore because he is that dude. He is that dude. I've told y'all multiple times, even against good offenses, you're using him. I know he struggled a little bit of elite, but you know what? That's baseball for you. You know, if the top arms go on a little bit of a slump, you don't just bench them and drop them. You don't do that with your top arms. And Mackenzie Gore is that. He's a top arm. He's an elite dude. He's someone that you want on your roster always and forever for the end of time. Do not drop him. Pick him up. Use him and keep him. 64% owned is stupid low for an arm like Mackenzie Gore. And then we got David Peterson. He is 8% owned. He is the deep league option for today. And for standard leagues, I am watching him. The big thing with him coming from last year was a strikeout rate of 26% is down to 16% this year. However, it is this the first five starts. He is still kind of, you can kind of make the argument that he's still ramping up, right? Like this is his April. So last time out against the Yankees, he had 8 strikeouts and 4 1/3 inning with a 12% swing strike rate and a 30% CSW. Against the Yankees, that's pretty damn good. He had 6 whiffs on the changeup and a 33% CSW on the sinker. Against the Rangers, he had 6 strikeouts in 6 innings pitched, including 6 whiffs on the four seam with a 44% CSW on the sinker, 30% CSW on the slider. Things are starting to look better for him, so I am watching him. I'm not quite there yet to use him in standard size leagues yet. I think in deeper leagues, especially against the Nationals, who in the month of June against lefties are struggling. They're 25th in batting average, 25th in OPS, 23rd in isolated power, 27th in WRC plus. So you know he's got a weak offense he's facing, and so in deeper leagues I think you can go with him. And I'm watching what he does for standard size leagues. I don't trust him totally there yet. But you know, there's a couple things you still gotta like about it. He had the high walk rate that still kind of sucks. However, he has a 56% ground ball rate so far this year. And he's got a let's see here. And he's got a very, very good chase rate from last year. He has a decent line drive rate of 22.6%, and his extension is still there. So there are still some things I like about David Peterson. He's not totally gone off the rails. I'm still watching him, but I still want to see him do it before I say yes, absolutely go with him. Okay.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Moving on to tomorrow's streams. Started with Zach Littell, 24% owned against the Royals. Against right-handed pitching in the month of June for the Royals, they are 18th in OPS, 10th in isolated power, 22nd in WRC+. They hit the fourth most fly balls, but they just have the 25th best line drive rate. So what to make of all this? So when you compare it against Zach Littell so far overall, he has a 4.17 ERA with a 3.73 FIP. He has a 33% ground ball rate, so he doesn't allow a lot of ground balls. He is a bit more of a fly ball dude, allowing 46% of his pitches to be fly ball. He has a 46% of fly ball rate in the month of June. So he's allowing a lot of fly balls, and the Royals hit a lot of fly balls. So that makes it a bit risky. However, it's not like the Royals have that 10th best isolated power as well. He's had a poor month of June. However, you can kind of chalk it up to a 345 bat BIP and one really bad start when he went 2 innings and 6 earned. So a lot of the numbers in June are a bit inflated because of that one bad start. His last two starts have been a lot better, especially against Seattle last time out, but that was Seattle. In Oakland, he did very well, and that was the last bad offense he's faced. Look, he's had a tough schedule lately. He's had the Twins, the Baltimore twice, Atlanta. Oakland, he did very well against, and that was his last really terrible offense outside of Seattle to face. And so he's got it. But however, this matchup isn't all that great. This is what I'm going to call a kind of a bit of a coin flip if you're just kind of desperate for pitching stats, if you need to kind of go for a Hail Mary kind of play to try and recover your stats. I think there is a possibility that Littell does well. However, overall, I'm kind of fading him to deeper leagues. I don't know if I'm using him in my 12 teams, especially when we get into some of these names. There are a couple of options that are better for you out there. However, if you absolutely need to stream somebody and the other name aren't available and you just feel like you gotta get something, you gotta get some kind of an injection of a kind of a Hail Mary to try and save your pitching stats, I guess I can kind of see it if you have to. However, if you don't do it. I wouldn't risk it. Those fly ball numbers do kind of scare me. So deeper leagues only. Same with the next guy, Carlos Carrasco. He's a deep league option against the White Sox. The White Sox are bottom 10 in the league in the month of June in things like isolated power, WRC+, OPS. However, Carlos Carrasco's June hasn't been much better. He has a 5.47 ERA. However, the FIP has been 3.97 in the month of June. And he has a much lower walk rate this in the month with a 4.8% walk rate as opposed to 7.6 on the year. He's striking out a little bit more batters with a 19.2% strikeout rate as opposed to 17.8%. Those aren't like great numbers, but it's a decent improvement. And then there's one good thing to really like here is that he is allowing a 48.6% ground ball rate, and the White Sox are 9th in the league in ground balls. So you got a ground ball pitcher hitting going up against the offense that likes to hit ground balls. That's a good thing to really look at whenever you're looking for a stream, especially in deep leagues. And someone like Carrasco's, who's only 3% owned, he is available. He's facing a weak offense that hits a lot of ground balls, and he induces a lot of ground balls. Against Baltimore last time out, he went 5 innings and 2 earned. Against Toronto, the start before that, he went 6 innings with 1 earned, no walks and 7 strikeouts. And the thing is that like those two offenses don't hit nearly as many ground balls as the White Sox do. And so he's got a better matchup. And so even in those deep leagues, I think I might go with Carrasco over Littell, maybe just because of the ground ball numbers as opposed to the fly ball numbers with Littell and the Royals. So I think Carrasco is a deep league option for tomorrow. 12 teamers. Again, this is another one of those if you need to. If you kind of are searching for kind of a Hail Mary throw to try and revive your pitching stats, Carrasco can be a sneaky good option because, like I said, he's a ground ball pitcher facing offense that's been hitting a lot of ground balls lately, and that generally and it's not like I really like what he's done lately, and I think it's a good matchup. It's a good matchup. You know, I don't want to be overly aggressive in recommending Carrasco here, but I think in deep leagues, I think that he's a pretty solid option. Okay, let's talk Semien Woods-Richardson. He has the Tigers, and he's 18% owned. And here's the things to like about Simeon Woods Richardson in the month of June so far is that he's a 23% strikeout rate, but the walk rate has gone up to 9.1%. The 4.50 ERA has a 4.40 FIP, and so it's been a bit of an ugly month for him. However, it's been an uglier month for the Tigers. They're dead last in the league in batting average. They're 28th in OPS, 26th in isolated power, 28th in WRC plus. This is another one of those kind of coin flip if you need to kind of situation in 12 teams, because he has a decent matchup. And last time out, his slider did really well with a 38% CSW. So those are, and in the month of June, the numbers are a little inflated because he did have one bad start against Pittsburgh and a one bad start against the Astros. But other three starts in the month weren't all that bad. And consistently against bad offenses, you know, he does pretty well. Against the Rays, he went six innings, two earned, six strikeouts with only six hits and with only six combined hits and walks. Against the Pirates, the previous timeout, he went six and a third, one earned, six strikeouts, six hits, and zero walks. So he's doing really well for your ERA and WHIP. Against the Royals, five innings, two earned, four strikeouts. Against the Nationals, four and two thirds, scoreless. So, you know, he does perform well against weaker offenses, and Detroit Tigers definitely qualify as such. So if you're, again, but however, Richardson just overall has been kind of unimpressive lately, and I would very much like to see him do well against the Tigers before I again get to be super aggressive in recommending him. Even though I do like him generally overall, in deep leagues, you're definitely going with him against the Tigers. In standard size leagues, you know, if you need the boost, I guess you can go for it, but he's not my favorite play. Let's talk Spencer Arrighetti, and he has the Toronto Blue Jays, and he's 9% owned, and then he has a deep league option for now, and again, kind of like with Peterson, I'm watching what he does here. He did get 10 strikeouts and 7 scoreless on against the Rockies last time out, so that is exactly what we've been looking for. That's the kind of upside that he can get. He is, if he can throw strikes, if he can continue to do what he did there, right? Because he threw 78% of his pitches for strikes. If he can keep that fastball from being so wild, if he can locate at least okay his secondaries, then he can do well. And that's exactly what he did against the Rockies. He pumped fastballs for strikes up in the zone, and he kept everything else down. And that's exactly what he needs to do. In the month of June, however, he has a 27% strikeout rate and a 12.4% walk rate, which is kind of on par for what he's done. However, he does have a 5.06 ERA in June with a 5.32 FIP. And he is allowing a very high line drive rate of 27%, and the Toronto Blue Jays are hitting a ton of line drives in the month of June with the third best line drive rate in the month of June against righties. However, they're not hitting the ball very hard. They're 23rd in the league in hard hit rates against the righties in the month of June. And so it's not like they're hitting the ball hard, but they are hitting a lot of line drives, and he's given up a lot of line drives. And so that is a bit concerning for me when looking at Arrighetti, especially with the fact that he walks a lot of batters. However, if he performs well again, if he does something similar to what he did against Colorado, against Toronto, then I can be a little bit more aggressive in recommending him, especially if he keeps throwing strikes. I cannot push this enough. And the next guy on the list is kind of similar to where he was at the beginning of the year, Jose Soriano. Early on in the year, I told you if Soriano started throwing strikes with the fastball, then things are going to start to work out for him. Right, where he'll miss a sinker. With Spencer Arrighetti, the same concept here. If he can start throwing strikes like he did against Colorado, if he can start getting that command, if he can start living more in the zone and not being so wild, then he can be a much better streaming option. So I want to see him keep throwing strikes, and if he does, then I can be a little more aggressive. But for now, I want to see it happen. He's a deep league option against Toronto at 9% owned. However, standard size leagues, keep an eye on him. Let's talk Jose Soriano. He's coming off the injury list, and he's got the great matchup against the Oakland Athletics. In the month of June, Oakland is 13th in the league in hard hit rate. They're 5th in fly ball rate. However, 30th in line drive rate. They're only 27th in home run to fly ball ratio. So they're hitting a bunch of fly balls, but they hit a bunch of weak pop-ups. So yeah, they're hitting a lot of fly balls, but are we really scared of a bunch of weak pop-ups? 29th in average, 27th in OPS, 29th in isolated power, 26th in WRC+. Specifically, what I love the most here is that Jose Soriano has a 60% ground ball rate this year. 60%. That is amongst the elite best in the major leagues. He has an expected batting average of .233, and the line drive rate against him was only 19.6%. And the line drive rate against for the Oakland Athletics is similarly as terrible. So you got a team that doesn't hit a lot of line drives against a pitcher that doesn't throw a lot of line, that doesn't allow a lot of line drives. That means significantly less hits. That means that Soriano, I think, is a very solid stream. Before he went on the injured list, when you look at his numbers between May and to the end of June, he had a 2.90 ERA with a 3.30 FIP. That is, he was rolling. He was doing very well. He had an abdomen infection, so it's not like it was an injury to the arm. So I do not think that he is necessarily going to have any lingering effects from his arm on this. There might be a light restriction, right? Because he did some long tossing to get ready for the start to continue to keep his arm strength up. So there might be a restrictions, because I don't think he had any rehab starts or anything. So the restrictions might be there a little bit that might cap his upside some. However, I think in 12 team leagues, you can roll with him against the Athletics. Because you got a team that doesn't hit line drives. He doesn't allow line drives. He has an insanely high ground ball rate. And with a 99 mile an hour fastball, you got to imagine the strikeout upside, especially against an offense like the Athletics, has to kind of be there. So I'm rolling with Soriano tomorrow. All right, let's talk about Mitch Spence. He's next. He has the Athletics, the Angels. He's 5% owned, and I think that makes him he is a solid deep league option being 5% owned. Specifically in the month of June, we're going to look at the Angels, their ground ball rate. They're 5th in the league in ground balls. I mean, hitting a ton of ground balls. And he's been allowing a ton of ground balls at a 46% ground ball rate, which is in the month of June. And it's been around that for the entirety of the year for him. He endorses a ton of ground balls. The Angels hit a ton of ground balls. He has only allowed a 17% line drive rate in the month of June for Mitch Spence. And they are 20th in the league in line drives. So they don't hit a ton of line drives. He doesn't allow a lot of line drives. He doesn't allow a lot of fly balls at a 36% fly ball rate, as opposed to the 21st ranked fly ball rate for the Angels at 37.4%. So again, he doesn't allow a lot of fly balls. They've hit a lot of line drives. He induces a lot of ground balls. They hit a lot of ground balls. They don't hit a lot of fly balls. He doesn't allow a lot of fly balls. You kind of get where I'm getting here, y'all. I think the Angels can be a solid play against Mitch Spence in deeper leagues. I think that if you're in a 12 team league, it's a little more risky. I don't know how aggressive I would be in those standard size leagues, but if you're in a 14 team league or deeper, I really think Mitch Spence can be a decent option for you. You know, if you're looking for, again, if kind of looking for a coin flip, if you're in a roto league and you're just like, man, I gotta make a move. I gotta do something. My pitching stats are just hurting and you gotta get lucky and you just gotta hit on something. Then I think Mitch Spence can be that option for you, because man, you know, he allows a lot of ground balls. Like I'm not going to rehash it all, but I think he can be someone that can help you in those roto leagues. If you just need some type of boost and you're needing some type of Hail Mary, some kind of outside boost, then I think Mitch Spence can be that.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Okay, let's talk Sean Manaea. He's 24% owned. He has the Nationals. Overall, he has a 3.89 ERA with a 3.81 FIP. And, you know, the Nationals are a bit of a tricky matchup for him. And when you look at the month of June and May for the Nationals against lefties, because I want to expand the sample size here, because lefties are significantly, you know, you don't face lefties as much as you do righties. And so if you just look at just the month of June for lefties, you know, it's only about 150 to 200 plate appearances. I want to expand to into May to get more of a look at how the Nationals have done against lefties. And they are 30th in isolated power, 28th in WRC+, 28th in OPS. They hit a ton of ground balls, and they do not hit a ton of fly balls. They're second in the league in ground ball rate. They're 29th in the league in fly ball rate. They do not hit a ton of fly balls, and they do hit a lot of ground balls. However, it's not like Sean Manaea is a big-time ground ball pitcher. He is not. He only has a 38% ground ball rate. The fly ball rate is above league average at 38%. And so this isn't like a super awesome matchup for Manaea. But the Nationals have just not been super inspiring against lefties overall lately. You know, they have he has allowed a slightly below league average line drive rate of 23%. So, you know, I can see Manaea having success against the Nationals tomorrow. You know, however, he has been getting hit hard in the month of June. The exit velocity is I think, a 92% against him. The hard hit rate is well above 40%. So, you know, it is a bit of a risky situation for Manaea. However, the Nationals have been really bad against lefties, and especially with an isolated power, especially the fact that they hit a ton of ground balls. They do not hit a lot of fly balls. So I think the matchup can give Manaea an okay argument to be made in 12 teams. However, I probably would only use him confidently in deep leagues. Again, he can be someone because of the matchup that if you feel like you absolutely need to stream somebody and someone like Soriano is not available, you can't get a hold of Mitch Spence, or you can't get a hold of, you know, probably Simeon Woods Richardson would probably be a bit of a better option. I can see you going with Manaea, you know, but I just, he's been getting hit hard in the month of June. He's not necessarily a big time, you know, he doesn't allow a ton of ground ball. He does allow more fly balls than usual with a hard hit rate where it is, you know, but it's not like the Nationals are hitting a ton of fly balls and they're hitting a lot of ground balls. So there is a good argument to me that Manaea can have success tomorrow. And the last guy on the list is Kyle Gibson. He has, I think he's 32% owned against Pittsburgh, and this is a pretty solid matchup, y'all. And he, in the month of June, he only allows an 18% line drive rate, and they only hit line drives at the 15th best rate. So it's not like the Pittsburgh Pirates are hitting a ton of line drives. He is not allowing a lot of line drives. When we get into the ground ball rate here, he has a 54% ground ball rate, as opposed to the Pittsburgh Pirates hitting the second most ground ball rates in the month of June against right-handed pitching. They are 30th in fly ball rate, at 33%, and Kyle Gibson has only allowed a 27% fly ball rate. We look into his ERA at 3.97 in the month of June with a FIP of 3.56. That's pretty solid, and the strikeout upside is starting to come around. He has a 26% strikeout rate in the month of June, and that includes an 11.5% swinging strike rate, the 26% CSW. However, the walk rate has gone up to 11.5, so it's a little bit concerning, but he has been striking out a lot more batters lately. He has a really good matchup against a team that that hits a lot of ground balls, doesn't hit a lot of fly balls, and he induces a lot of ground balls, and he doesn't allow a lot of fly balls. And so these are all solid things to look at for Kyle Gibson. I think he is a very solid play in 12 teams with the way that he matches up against the Pirates, and I think that he can be used in 12 teams in all situations, rotos and head-to-heads, and deeper than that. I don't know about shallower than 12 teams for Kyle Gibson. Maybe. I'm not entirely sure. But, you would have to make the call on that one in 10 teams. 18 leagues are shallower. The upside isn't super awesome. The walk rate being where it is gives them a little bit pause for me. But in 12 teams, you're going with it. Alrighty, y'all, that brings me to the end of the episode. Thank y'all so much for joining me. Be on the lookout for my bonus episode later. Instead of having an extended episode here, I will just do a second episode for your enjoyment. Y'all have a great day. I will see y'all later. This episode is brought to you by Bet Online.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.